The following is a Radhashtami address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 5th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Sunokutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kutaha. This is the mood of the six Goswamis. They are wandering about Vrindavan and they are always looking, where is Krishna and where is Radha? This is the mood of the great devotees. They are not looking for material sense gratification, but they are looking for Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. We are most fortunate that by the grace of Shri Narad Muni, Shri Shri Radha and Krishna have become very easily obtainable. By the grace of Narada Muni, Radha and Krishna have become very easily obtainable. Golokera Prema Dana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Now this Hari Krishna mantra, it is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. Hare is a form of addressing Srimati Radharani. And Krishna is a form of addressing Krishna. So the Supreme Lord, along with His most beloved Srimati Radharani, they have so kindly appeared in the form of this simple vibration, Hare Krishna. This is called sound incarnation, Shabda Avatar. The Lord is appearing in the form of transcendental sound vibration. So, by regularly chanting this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, we can regularly associate Shri Shri Radharani, Shri Srimati Radharani and Lord Shri Krishna. And because Sangat Sanjayate Kama, one's consciousness is developed according to his association. By this chanting process of regularly associating with Shri Shri Radha and Krishna, one's consciousness becomes purified. One becomes free of all the dirt of material existence. The present moment we are very much contaminated by lust, by anger,
гняв,
greed, madness, illusion and envy. But by putting Krishna consciousness, Radha Krishna consciousness into our hearts, we will drive out all of that contamination. Just like in a dark room, if we bring even a little bit of light, that light dissipates huge amounts of darkness. So this, even a little chanting of Hare Krishna, can drive away oceans and oceans of material contamination. This Shabda Brahma, Hare Krishna mantra, is very, very powerful. Even though there are thousands and millions of mantras in the Vedic scriptures, this particular mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, it is specifically advised by the Kali Santarana Upanishad as being the most powerful, most effective mantra for this age. So if you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra on a regular daily basis with faith and devotion, this will drive away the darkness from your heart and enable you to taste the sweetest happiness. Bhakti ras, the loving mood of service to Krishna. This is the most auspicious day, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. On this day, if we pray to our mother Radharani, that you kindly tell something about me to your Krishna. Radharani is very soft-hearted and kind. If we ask her to put in a good word for us with Krishna, she will kindly oblige. If we ask her to tell her Krishna about us, she will say, "Oh Krishna, just see, here is a devotee better than me." So you can just imagine if Radharani recommends to Krishna, "Here is a devotee better than me." Do you think Krishna will be interested? Prabhupada explained this to us in London on this day of Radhastami. That when Radharani tells Krishna, "Here is a devotee better than me," then Krishna will be very interested. "Oh, who is this devotee better than my Radharani?" In this way, one will, by the mercy of Radharani, one can get these special blessings of Krishna. So this mood we must always have. This mood we must always have of begging Radharani for her mercy, that she recommend us to Krishna, because in this way we can wake up from the sleep of material existence in which we are dreaming, "I am male, I am female, I am white, I am black, I am Bulgarian, I'm American." So many false things. We can come to the liberated position. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayar Dasa Dasa Nudasa. So on this day, we celebrate the appearance of our mother, our original mother. The mother is the most honored person. And we have so many mothers. But of all of our mothers, Radharani, she is the original mother. So we offer her our special respects and worship on this holy day. Always praying for her mercy, her blessings upon us. She is appearing many times in the Maha Mantra, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare. That's 8 times. You see? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna appears 4 times and Rama appears 4 times. And Radharani appears 8 times. Every bead you chant, you've called out for Radharani's mercy 8 times. Why Radharani? Is there more than Krishna and Ram? Because more than anybody else's mercy, we need Radharani's mercy. So we utter Radharani's name more than Krishna's. We call out to her more than we say Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every Hare is very important because that's Radharani. So now we can, there's been some nice prasadam made for Srimati Radharani, and if she has left any remnants, then they can be distributed to all the assembled devotees. So we thank you very much for your participation today in this joyous occasion. And let us always go on like this in the mood of jubilation, celebration. The unlimited mercy of Srimati Radharani and her beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Radhastami Mahotsava ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.